The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I get it. You've been trying like crazy to get people who follow you on social media to just freaking engage. Leave me a comment. Ask me a question. Say something. Well, listen, you're not alone if it feels like you have a bunch of, I don't know, fake followers or bot followers or lurkers, if you will, people who they're following you. Maybe they're even liking your posts, but they're not saying anything. They're not engaging with your stories. They're not commenting under your posts. Well, you're in luck because in this episode, I've got a fix for you. You are listening to Build Your Tribe. My name is Shalene Johnson. This show is hosted by myself and my son, Brock Johnson. Today, I am in New York City. He is in Dana Point, California. But later this week, we will be together. We rarely record episodes together, though. We like to split the duties. And thank you so much for sharing your feedback on the show. We really do appreciate your 5-star ratings. Heck, we even appreciate some of your 4-star ratings. Can't say that I love reading those 1-star ratings. Thankfully, there aren't very many, but we do read them. And that's part of the rub when it comes to asking for your audience to talk back. It means you've got to have thick skin and you've got to be able to handle some negative feedback and you've got to find creative ways to get them to talk. And that's what we're going to talk about today here on Build Your Tribe. Thanks for being here. Let me start with just a couple of things that you have shared with us recently about the show. So this message comes from Just Gill, who says, just listened to Shalene's episode first time and really enjoyed it. I learned a lot in 45 minutes. The mom of four who built her business by finding her own passion was so inspiring. I'll be back for more. Thank you for that 5-star rating. And then this one that came in today. Every week, Shalene and Brock offer top-notch business advice for social media. Amazing quick tips for small business and life. Every Tuesday is a quick tip Tuesday, and I almost always implement the tip they give. One of my all-time favorite business podcasts. Thank you so much, Kay Berg. And just to be completely transparent, I'm going to read for you a 1-star review. It says, I enjoy listening to your podcast. I want to learn. And right when you're in the middle of it, you jumped into a mid-podcast ad. I understand having ads at the beginning of your show, but mid-podcast is just too much. And they gave us a 1-star rating. Okay, so I have to be okay with reading that. Like, and I read the reviews and Brock reads the reviews. And there are certain times where you're going to get feedback or you're going to get a comment and it feels personal. But you have to remember, it's not. It's not about you. It doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't mean the person doesn't like you. Even if someone doesn't agree with you when it comes to your opinion, that doesn't necessarily mean they don't like you. There's probably people in your own family who you don't necessarily agree with their opinion, but you still love them. So that's the first thing you have to understand is if you're truly going to follow some of the advice I'm going to give you today, you've got to have thick skin. And to do that, you have to remember it's not about you. This is social media, and people want to hear their own voice. They want to speak their opinion, and sometimes the opinions that they want to share aren't things we want to hear. Sometimes they're out in left field, and they really have no merit. That particular comment, maybe it's got some merit. You know, they were probably listening to one of our shorter episodes, and there was ads in the beginning, and there's an ad in the middle, and you know, that's how you monetize a podcast. That's how we pay the bills. That's how we pay our staff that helps us to produce the show. That's how Brock and I are paid. You know, but that feedback, so what do I do with that feedback? It's one of those things where it's like, well, I can't make the ads. Well, I could make the ads go away, but I'm not going to. But can we be more sensitive to how many ads are in a shorter episode? 1,000%. Can we be more sensitive to the length of ads in shorter episodes? Absolutely. So that's the first thing I want to recommend to you is don't take it personal, but do take it into consideration. Before you can take it into consideration, you have to put yourself in a mental state where you're not going to take it personal. Because if you're taking it personal, you can't look at it and evaluate whether it has merit or not, because it just stings. This comment doesn't sting for me personally. It just is something for me to evaluate and to ask myself, does this comment have merit? If the answer is yes, is there something I can do about it? Is there something I should be doing about it? And frankly, there are times where people leave comments that are, they're so ridiculous, you just kind of ignore it. And the more followers you have and the more comments you get and the more engagement you get, yeah, the more ridiculous some of your comments might be. But for most of you listening today, the reason why you selected this episode is because you can't get your followers to chat with you. Please understand, you are not alone. And if you think about your own use of social media, haven't you noticed that you're spending less time making certain that you've liked somebody's post? You probably rarely take the time to comment under posts. We're busy. We're busier. We have more social media platforms that demand our attention. We all are following more people. The content itself is interesting and fun and interactive, and we've just watched it, which took our time. So then to expect the average person to then stop and like the image or the reel or the photo or whatever, and then to, in addition to that, read the caption, right? So that you can leave a comment that has the appropriate context. I don't know if you've ever done this before. I certainly have, where I've watched a friend's reel and I just thought, oh, she looks really cute. But I had like my phone on mute, so I don't even know what they said. I'm just like, oh, they look really adorable in that outfit or whatever. And I'll go, looking great. And then before I leave the page, I suddenly realize, oh, maybe I should read the caption. And thankfully, I did read the caption and realize, like, very inappropriate comment. This person was talking about something like really serious. You know what I mean? So my point is this. All of us are experiencing less and less engagement, the type of engagement where our followers are talking to us. So what can we do to fix that? Now that we all recognize the problem is there. Well, first and foremost is to think about, what is it that people love to talk about the most? Yeah, themselves. Absolutely themselves. As you guys know, I have another show called The Chalene Show, where we just talk about life in general. And one of the things I talk often about on that show is habits and, you know, your mindset and the benefits of meditation. And as an entrepreneur, I'm sure you've heard a lot of other shows where they talk about meditation. And if you're like me, like a lot of type A's, who we just feel like we can't meditate. We're like not good at it, so we don't do it. But we know it's good for us. We just don't know how to do it. Well, then I'm going to encourage you to try guided meditation. And there's a bunch of different podcasts where you can actually listen to someone walking you through the meditation, guided meditations with music that runs through it. It's just very beautiful. And in fact, there's a whole network of podcasts that's all they do is just like meditation podcasts. There's currently 8 different podcasts that are available covering like any kind of meditation you could possibly need. You can find someone who's got like a voice that you actually don't find annoying. I think that's a huge part of it. One that I really love is called Morning Meditation for Women. Now, it's for anyone, but like this particular one that I listened to was all about like your mindset around financial freedom, and the music was beautiful, and the woman's voice who hosted, her name was Katie. I just found it like very relaxing, very calming, and I encourage you to check it out. You can go follow any of these 8 podcasts. They're part of a network, a podcast network called the Women's Meditation Network. And whatever podcast you listen to, they're all really great. So I'm going to put a link in our show notes so it's really easy for you to find those and you can check them out. So the first thing I want to give you is a couple of prompts that you can use on your Instagram stories. And they are, number one, just simply post a picture of scenery or yourself or anything for that matter, and post up a question using the question sticker. Tell me about your day. How was your day? How are you feeling today? What's something you're excited about? Ask your followers a question about them, as opposed to asking them a question about your business or something that you do or your industry. Literally ask them an open-ended question and watch the comments increase. I'm not suggesting the first time you do this, you're just going to get flooded with you know, your audience talking back to you, because this takes training. We teach our audience how to respond to us. The fact that I read some of your reviews today, believe it or not, is going to result in us getting more people talking to us by reviewing the podcast. Because if you don't know that I'm reading your reviews, it feels like it's wasted. Why would I write a review if you're never going to see it? But if you know I'm reading the reviews, and the only way you know I'm reading them is because I shared it on the podcast, well, then that's going to incentivize you to leave a review. And the same is freaking true on your Instagram or TikTok or YouTube. It doesn't matter. If you are responding to your comments, not just reading them, but like you're actually showing your audience, you're demonstrating to them that not only are you reading them, but you're actually paying attention and you're having conversations. And you've got to do that by sharing some of those comments. So when you do post up question stickers, respond to them. When people leave a comment or a question under one of your either Instagram videos or a TikTok video, now you've got the feature where you can actually make a video answering their comment or question or commenting on their comment. And it highlights their name and puts a, you know, the little chat bubble on top of your video. Did you know that Instagram does that now? And it's a very underutilized feature. I strongly encourage you to do that. Now, not many people realize that actually triggers more questions and comments. Another very important and often overlooked feature is that when you use the question sticker on your Instagram stories, you can share people's responses. And what's really cool is when you share them, they are anonymous, which is great because people enjoy that. And in most instances, I think people just expect that they're going to be anonymous. On occasion, someone will leave me a really cool response or something that I think is going to help my audience. And just because I know that they're presumption is that it's anonymous, I will then reply back to them and say, hey, this is really, really useful. I'd really like to share this with my audience. Are you cool with that? I always tell them I can do so anonymously, but I'd love to shout out your account. And people like that. They just want to know, listen, if I'm going to be commenting, if I'm going to be responding, is this just going out into the abyss? Or am I actually having a conversation? Is someone actually reading this? We all want to feel important and significant. My next tip is to figure out which topics get the best responses. And the only way you're going to do this, I shouldn't say the only way, one of the best ways to do this is by going back through any past comments and conversations you've had with followers over the span of the last even 2 years and just get a sense of what kinds of things did get a reaction. What kinds of things do get people talking to you? Our personal experience has been in polling our members inside the Insta Club Hub. It's things related to comedy. Now, you're posting something funny. You might not get a in-depth conversation. You might get like some ha-ha-has or LOLs or, you know, just that emoji where the person's, they're laughing so hard, they're crying. But that is engagement. That is them talking to you. And that's an invitation or what I like to call a bid to say something back. Like just even simply reply like, I love that we have the same sense of humor. Like, I love that you get it. When we have dialogue is what encourages people to speak back to us, which leads me to my next tip. If you want people to talk to you on your social media accounts, you need to talk to them on theirs. So take notice of who's following you. Take notice of who's watching your stories. Take notice of the people who have commented, maybe in the past, under a recent post or a recent TikTok or a recent YouTube video, and go over to their page and leave a comment. I realize this takes some time, but I'm telling you, it matters. It makes a really big difference. I've noticed, especially on TikTok, quite a few celebrities use this strategy. And I don't know if they're using it as a strategy, but let me tell you, it's working. One in particular is Jenny McCarthy. You know, she's on that show, The Masked Singer. We were watching The Masked Singer the other day, side note, and my daughter and her husband were here, and they're in their 20s. And my husband said, is that Jenny McCarthy? And I said, yeah, that's Jenny McCarthy. And they go, who's Jenny McCarthy? I'm like, OMG, wow, wow, Wow. Anyways, because in our day, everybody knew who Jenny McCarthy was. She was famous for being on MTV and she had a bunch of other shows. Anywho, she married Danny Wahlberg. Anywho, she's on The Masked Singer. So she's, you know, a celebrity, if you will. And she's on TikTok. She had commented on one of my TikToks I'd done with Bob, my father-in-law, who has Alzheimer's. And a bunch of those went crazy viral. People just love him, which doesn't surprise me. He's an awesome, awesome dude. Alzheimer's is not an awesome disease, but he's an awesome dude. Anyway, she left a comment on one of my videos, and I thought, wow, that is like remarkable. You know, here's a celebrity who's taking the time to leave this very thoughtful comment on one of my posts. Well, since that time, of course, I followed her back immediately, right? And since that time, I've noticed, and I can't tell you how many viral videos that she's like the number one comment. And people then, when they see her commenting there, they go and follow her and leave comments on her content. And listen, you don't have to be a celebrity to help somebody realize that they're being noticed, that you're acknowledging their content. We can't make it all about us. It is very reciprocal, right? So when somebody comments on your stuff, don't just go like, oh, there's a comment. Like literally go back to their page and leave a reciprocating comment. And I know what you're thinking. This takes a ton of time. It's frustrating. I know, but it is a process and it is a matter of kind of training or conditioning, if you will, your audience to expect that if they're going to take the time to talk to you, you're going to talk back. It's a two-way street. Listen, you want to make an impact on people. You want them to remember you. Every single time I have a guest on the podcast, I send them a gift. When somebody has me on their show, I send them a gift. When someone's going to speak on my stage, I send them a gift. When I'm going to speak on someone else's stage, I later thank them by sending them a gift. But it's hard to come up with creative ideas for gifts. And I don't know, flowers die. Not everybody loves flowers, but it's really hard to come up with great gift ideas. And we have been struggling to do this until I discovered Uncommon Goods. This is a bomb website. You guys are going to freaking love the ideas that you'll find there for seriously unique gifts that people are not going to forget and they're not going to throw away. And I bought my dad this customized book. It's a collection of every cover of the New York Times on the day that he was born, from the year that he was born until present. You have no idea how up his alley that gift was. But they have tons of different categories and really unique, high quality gifts that you'll find. Like, so for example, I also found, which I ordered for a friend who recently spoke for me, it's a big giant pillowcase, but the pillowcase looks like a cassette tape. And if you grew up in the 80s, you know what a mixtape looks like, and you customize it. So on one side, it can say Sierra and Roman, and on the other side, it can say established in 2022. Like, you can customize it. Super cute. I also got for another friend these little cocktail bombs. They come in the cutest little box. And what these little cocktail balls are, you put them in sparkling water, and they basically have everything you need to make like a mimosa or a margarita or a mojito or a pina colada. They're beautiful. They're super cute. Who wouldn't love that gift? I don't know about you, but I struggle to come up with unique gift ideas that help people remember me, especially when I'm networking or when I want to express my gratitude for being on somebody's podcast or speaking on their stage. They offer a ton of variety when it comes to pricing. You will find stuff that's high-end and stuff that's super-duper affordable. Instead of waiting for the last minute to buy those holiday gifts, like, go now and check this site out, uncommongoods.com. Oh, by the way, you get 15% off when you go to uncommongoods.com/tribe. Forgot to tell you that. Yes, isn't that cool? So do this now because it is a limited time offer. When you go to this link, uncommongoods.com/tribe, you're going to get 15% off. You don't want to be ordinary, so give Uncommon Goods a try. And my next tip for you, if in fact, this just sounds cumbersome, it sounds like a lot of work, it sounds like you're going to spend hours and hours and hours, and you're already trying to figure out how to spend less time on these apps, I highly recommend that you consider some automation. Now, I don't know that ManyChat yet works on TikTok, but I can tell you it is a game changer for Instagram use. You can set up a bot on ManyChat that is triggered to send anyone who's a new follower a comment, anyone who comments a specific word a comment back. For example, if you just, you know, once a day you're posting some type of funny content and you put a CTA on that story, like, let me know if you thought this was funny or whatever. And you can set up your ManyChat bot to respond if people send you an emoji. You can have it respond a specific comment if you just get an LOL. Whatever the word is that you choose, you can actually write the comment and then set up the bot to reply automatically on your behalf. Now, some people are uncomfortable with this because they're like, oh, you know, that feels so impersonal. I get it, but you've written the comment. You've just used a service to send it. You see what I'm saying? So yeah, I mean, I understand your thoughts, but that's the trade-off is, do you want to spend all of your time and never be able to look up from your phone, or do you want to find ways to connect with people that's just a little less cumbersome, a little less time consuming? Well, in that case, you want to consider a service like ManyChat. And of course, if you don't want to use ManyChat, Instagram has that feature now. Well, gosh, I think they've had it for several years, but not as many people are using it the way that they should. And that is, you can actually set up shortened responses. So the things that you're saying over and over and over again, or abbreviations that you can type in just a couple of letters, and Instagram will populate a sentence that you have crafted. You can also do this on both Android and iPhones. It's the text replacement feature. We've done quite a few episodes about that in the past, but that's just another, basically, a way to save you some time, but still respond to people. And my last and final tip for you is this: consistency. Can you guys hear the sirens in the background? Boy, you know I'm in New York City. Wow, I don't know how podcasters do it. Actually, I don't know if you can hear that, but there must be something big going on. Going down, I should say. We are in Soho. I'm super excited to be here for... This is like the cool part about being an entrepreneur. You can like work from anywhere. An online entrepreneur anyways. And so we spent... Let's see, we've been here for like 3 weeks now, and we're going to do another month. We're going to go right through Christmas. Why not? Like, it's going to be a winter white Christmas in New York City. You guys are thinking like, what? That's crazy. Why would you not want to be at the beach? Just for change. It's fun. It's just interesting. The life here is just like, man, it's completely 180. I freaking love it. Okay. Anyways, my last tip was this: consistency. You've got to get yourself in the habit of like once a day, twice a day, three times a day, asking the kinds of questions that people, it's easy for people to respond, like cat or dog. That's too easy. I would ask a question like, tell me the name of your, or tell me your earliest money memory, or tell me the age you were when you realized your mom and dad had something to do with Santa Claus. You know, something like that. Like something where like everybody, anyone who's seeing your story has a quick and easy response. And again, what are they talking about? They're talking about themselves. I'm sure you've already noticed that when you put a sticker pull up and you're like, ask me anything. That's a tough one. That's a tough one to get people to ask questions and to talk to you, because what you're doing basically is saying like, hey, I know something fun. Let's talk about me, you know? And the average person's like, yeah, that's not that interesting. I want to talk about myself. So find some creative ways to do that and let me know how that works out. Here's what we could do. This could be really cool. You could do this today. Try one of these tips, or a couple of them, and then come back and leave a response, but leave the response in your podcast review. That'd be super dope. And then maybe with your 5-star review, we could cancel out the person who was not happy about the ads.
I have a really good one.
What's that? Oh, Brett's here in the room.
Because it's holiday season.
Yeah.
Ask a question: do you like to give or receive gifts?
That's easy. Yeah.
It's holiday.
That's easy. Or even to, I don't know if you guys could hear him because he's off the microphone, but it's the holiday season, so it's just simple questions about gifting, like, do you prefer to give or to receive, or tell me the best Christmas gift you ever received, or what's one thing you would, if, you know, all your dreams came true this holiday season, you could find this gift under the tree, what would it be?
The best gift you ever got under $50.
That's cool. Yeah, like these are great ideas. All right, so you take that assignment, come back and tell me about it in a podcast review. I really do appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for your feedback. It is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We are done.
Mm-hmm.